I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. Get ready. Put your seatbelt on. Strap yourself in. There'll be something that's said this morning, I'm sure, that won't make people happy. I don't know what it's going to be, but there's always something. It is a great day because it's Saturday morning, so we're into the weekend. It is a great day for myself and anybody that's here at the Borgata, because it's a terrific place to be, as I realize that every Friday when I come down and every Saturday when I do the show and the people here. A nice day for people. There's an event that Michael Simon's putting on, the chef, one of the fine chefs here at the Borgata. So he's got an event at his restaurant. He's a big Cleveland Browns fan, so he is kind of in sadness for parts of this season as well. But other than that, we got some things that we have to discuss today. And on the top of the list, because I am so tired of talking about Ben Simmons. I am tired. I am exhausted. I'm not exhausted. That's the wrong word. Because it's so easy to rip what is a mediocre player. And you can say what you want. He's a mediocre player. When you really break it down to his skills in the NBA, he's mediocre. Tired of all this nonsense from him and that stone cold fraud of a general manager, president, and whatever he is, Daryl Morey, holding on because he's stubborn. So other than that, but let's get to the most important thing. I don't think this game tomorrow for the Eagles is as big as last week's game. And I'll tell you why. If they lost last week, if you wanted to talk about the playoffs, you were delusional. Because it would have been such a long road to try to make the playoffs. Now, I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs, but they have a chance. And honestly, even if they lose tomorrow, I still think they have a decent chance. Decent. They only have a decent chance now before they play the game. The tough part about this game, and you look at New Orleans and say, well, there's no Alvin Kamara tomorrow. He's been ruled out. I don't think Miles Sanders is going to dress or going to be taken off the injured reserve list. They've kind of been dancing around that all week because there's no reason to do that right now. And I think they have to do it today if they're going to do anything. But that doesn't change what the Eagles can or can't do. And I think Miles Sanders is a very, very good back. But if the Eagles lose, their schedule is so easy. It's not so easy. It's easier than most of the other schedules of the teams fighting for the playoffs. Atlanta's done, so we know they're out. But in the case of New Orleans, if they lose tomorrow, their schedule is so tough, I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they have a prayer for the playoffs. So it is a really big game. And I know they got Simeon as the quarterback, and there's no Alvin Kamara. I think it's a really tough game. But if the Eagles lose, like I said, you look at their schedule. They got, after this, they have the Giants, the Jets, two teams that suck, a bye week, And then I think they play Washington in Philadelphia, and Washington's not that good this year. So you go right down. They could be right back in it. Now, you don't look at this game and say, well, we can lose and still be okay. No, it's just, you never look at it like that. It's round 11, right? It's round 11. According to the head coach, Nick Sirianni, it's round 11. It's interesting how this team has changed. I know everybody wanted them to run the football, but nobody expected they'd have this much success running the football. The offensive line, too, I think most people's surprise, is playing really great with still two of their starters from the beginning of the season out. Brandon Brooks, who's an all-pro. Has he played at all? I don't even know if he played a game. Did he play one game or two games, maybe? He might have played two games. But they're missing missing two starters on the offensive line, and they're playing great. And here's the other thing. Jalen Hurts, as a quarterback, has become a game manager. He's really not one of those guys that can, you'd say, all right, we're really going to need to pass the ball today. That's not what he is, and we can see the transformation. And it's better for him, because I don't think you want him to be put in that situation. I don't think New Orleans is going to let him run. Like some teams, they don't let him run, but they don't defend it well enough. I don't think they're going to let that happen, because they let that happen last year when it was Jalen Hurts' first game in the NFL. It's interesting. I knew he was going to be his first game, and that week I said the Eagles are going to win the game against New Orleans. It was their third straight road game, but they played awful. Played awful. And they can't play that bad, even though they don't. And they didn't have Drew Brees last year either. Taysom Hill was the quarterback. This is a tougher game than people think. And I know the line's going up. It went up because there's no Alvin Kamara, which, like, what are they going to do on offense? He's so effective for what they do. But we'll see. It's just a tough game. And we'll see how people look at it. And the transformation of Jalen Hurts, your thoughts on that? And he really has transformed into a different type of quarterback. I never thought of Jalen Hurts as a game manager. And that's what he, as a quarterback, that's what he is. Because he's not asked to do too much now. Now, if they don't run the football tomorrow, then you put him back in a situation that I don't think he's ready for yet. He's gotten better, and there's no question last week the first half was his best half of football in the NFL. No question about that. I didn't realize it, but they didn't have to pass the ball. He only threw three passes in the second half, and one of them was to the other team. Wow. I didn't think about that. So we can talk about that. Your thoughts on, you know, I know this week people have talked about Jalen Hurts and their thoughts on Jalen Hurts. They're talked about the playoffs and your thoughts on the playoffs. Because most teams in the NFC are really not that strong. If Seattle loses tomorrow, they're done. So they're out of the mix. There's other teams. Atlanta now has been eliminated with that embarrassment that they had. The Patriots, everybody's getting all cranked up about the Patriots and Bill Belichick. They're a nice team. But Mac Jones, what did he throw? What do you have, 9 completions in that game, something like that? I mean, it was a joke. It's just because they don't have to. Matt Ryan was terrible. The Falcons were terrible. The Patriots only scored one touchdown on offense. It was a joke. But Atlanta's done. So you have all these teams that are pretty much, we'll run down the teams that are pretty much not out of it, but for all intents and purposes, they're out of it. So we can talk about that this morning. We can also talk about And the Sixers played the other night against Denver. I completely forgot about the game. It's like, who cares? I know they beat Denver, which is irrelevant. Because Denver obviously didn't show up. There's no way the Sixers can beat them if Denver shows up. There's just no way. So don't the Sixers shouldn't fall all over themselves that they're all that great because they beat Denver. And Embiid will not play in Portland tomorrow. Is that tonight or tomorrow? It might be tonight. He will not play. Thibel is questionable. But Embiid, I wonder whether Embiid actually got the vaccination. Because he got the virus so bad. If you've got the vaccine, you don't have the virus. You shouldn't be that in that much, struggle that much through the virus. But nobody said officially. People say, oh, yeah, he's gotten the virus. Well, the Sixers haven't said it. I don't think Embiid hasn't spoken. But that should be a question that he's asked. Now, it doesn't make any difference, but he still should be asked. Yeah, the Sixers play tonight, 6-point underdogs against Portland. Portland has just been so-so this year, too. So, but here's my point. The only reason I bring up the Sixers. Does anybody really care about the Sixers right now? Does anybody really care? I mean, the Simmons thing is a complete farce. It's a complete farce. And I'm going to tell you why, coming up in the show, why I don't think that Ben Simmons will play 1 second with the Sixers. And I'm going to tell you why. Not only will he not play 1 second, he will be here the whole year. I believe he will be with the Sixers the whole year and not play a second. And I'll tell you why coming up. But I don't know that people really care about the Sixers. The Simmons situation is a farce. You know, he won't practice with his team, yet he'll scrimmage with St. Joe's. So if he has, as his agent said, he's got mental illness. Simmons didn't say that, but his agent did, which we know is a complete fraud and a complete farce and a total lie. And I don't want to hear people say, well, you don't know whether he's got mental illness. Well, how can he practice with a college team and not practice with his teammates? Just answer that question for me. It's just ridiculous. But now he can't practice with St. Joe's because it's a possible violation of NCAA rules, which I pointed out the other day. So that party's over. People have pickup games at the YMCA. If you let me know on Twitter, we'll tag Ben Simmons so he can play a pickup game in a YMCA because he won't play with his teammates. So we could talk about that this morning. The Bryce Harper MVP, I think he's the player of the year. I thought Austin Riley, and I've been consistent with that, was the MVP. But Bryce Harper had a great year. There's no question he had a great year. It's really two different awards, the player of the year and the MVP. But the writers nowadays are, the writers voting is a complete farce. It's a joke, some of these writers, and the way they vote. For both, for the awards they vote for the Cy Young. But I don't believe Zach Wheeler was the Cy Young Award winner. I don't think he should have been any better than fourth when you look at the pitchers out there. But he had a terrific year, too. But he was really good. But here's my point. Phillies have an MVP in Bryce Harper. That's the award says. They have a Cy Young Award candidate, and you know he was finished second. I think he was no better than fourth, but whatever. He still was in the really strong in the discussion for the Cy Young. And the Phillies only won two. They were only two games over 500. How much does the rest of the team suck? Think about that. How much does the rest of the team suck if you have two players like that and you're still only two games over 500? And I don't want to hear all this nonsense. They were in it to win the division with 3 days left in the season. Yeah, and they got swept by Atlanta. It shows you how good they are when Atlanta got it together. And Atlanta started playing well in September. Atlanta is so much better than the Phillies. I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's close. The Phillies have to do a lot in the offseason, and you can't just go out and sign free agents. Can't do that. Bryce Harper said that. You can't do that. You have to develop players within your system, and their players in their system aren't ready yet. All right, let me give you the numbers, and then I'll give you the question this morning to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. The question this morning, by the way, next week we'll have two gift certificates from two different places. DeBruno Brothers, as always, they are a staple on this show with the $100 gift certificate. And Joseph Anthony, the fine retreat salon and spa, really fine. We'll have gift certificates from them next week. But today, the gift certificate for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, and you can check everything out at DeBruno.com, whether it's their fine catering for the holidays, whether it's their gift packages, whether it's what you do and what you get in the stores, whatever it is, you can't miss with DeBruno Brothers. Can't miss. And they had unbelievable demand. They've had unbelievable demand for their catering on Thanksgiving, as they do for all the holidays, and as they do for business functions and everything else. They are really, really, really good. I've experienced it, so I know. All right, here is the question. And you would think it's pretty easy, but it won't be pretty easy because we have two millennials here that make the choice, Bill Matz and Kyle Quinn. So we'll go back. I always set the standard of 25 years. But these guys they can't go back 25 years. So whatever. But, you know, I might have something to say about it today, because there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of good answers, I'm sure. All right. In honor of Bryce Harper winning the award, Ohtani winning the award in the American League. Ohtani's had an unbelievable. To be a pitcher and have an ERA of just over 3, hit the 40 and hit 40 some home runs. It's Babe Ruth like. It's just unbelievable. That is one of the great. So I'm going to take him out of the mix because he'd have to be in strong consideration. The best single season performance in any sport. The best single season performance by a player in any sport, professional. I don't want to get into college. Best single season performance. All right, that's your question for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. And if you don't win, you can still go to DeBruno Brothers and check them out. I know when I'm downtown, ready to go on the air at the station, I'll walk downtown and I stop into their Rittenhouse location on Chestnut Street. And I stop in pretty much all their locations. Everything they do is sensational. All right, so you got the question. You got the numbers, 215-592-9494. And I will get to the phones immediately, after we take a short break. WIP, and I'm going to tell you why I think Ben Simmons will be here the whole year and not play a second. WIP Sports Time is now 8:18.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WIP. You know, I think we're going to get a call from Arthur this morning. He's on leave from the joint. So I think he's going to He will check in this morning. All right, let's go to the phones. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing, my man?
Another day in paradise. I never had a bad day in my life.
Ben Simmons is a disgrace, not only to basketball, but to human race.
He's breathing our oxygen. You know what's insulting? He's wasting good oxygen breathing it when it should be for us because he's comatose.
And where's the NBA and Adam Silver in all of this?
You know, Adam Silver is so weak as a commissioner, but he really can't get involved. But he doesn't want to get involved because he's soft and he doesn't want to piss off the players.
Yeah, but this is letting other players see what they can get away with.
No question. But the Sixers are fining him. Well, if he had made the trip, he wouldn't have gotten fined. He wouldn't have had to play. But the fact that he didn't make the trip is a joke.
And he's not getting paid for any of the games, right?
Nope.
That's paradise, man. That's music to my ears.
Well, he's Ben Simmons is a joke. I try to tell you people, Daryl Morey is the one that screwed this up, too.
Yes, he did.
By not trading him.
You know, he's not going to get what he thinks he's going to get because who wants that headache?
He's already seen what his value is. It's zilch. You know, somebody will take a chance on him, but not give you what you think he's worth because he's not worth that. That's the problem.
And the two guys that are, you know, taking his place, rotating, they're playing better than Ben's
yeah,
playing.
That's all right. But I'm going to tell you why I think he's going to be here the whole year. Did you want to talk about Harper?
Yeah, a little bit about Bryce. He had a great 2 months from July 15th to September 15th. Best player in baseball, no question about it. End of the year, I think he was like 5 for 30 and did 0 for 15 in Atlanta. In the first half of the year, he couldn't make the All-Star team. So he had a great, absolutely fantastic 2 months. But if he played that way the whole year, they would have been in the playoffs.
I didn't know he was 5 for 30. But
something
I do know
that,
he was 0 for 12 against Atlanta. He was 0 for 12. Yeah, it's just he had a great year.
Yeah. And my player who had a triple double average for the entire season, the Big O, Oscar Robertson,
goes too far back. It's beyond 25 years. Oscar Robertson would have been great. I mean, if that's the case, you got to take Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds a game.
I didn't want to win anyway, but I just wanted to give up because I've won on your show a couple months ago.
Oscar Robertson
was great.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Dennis, thanks for the call. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I'm great.
How you doing?
Terrific.
I want to talk about tomorrow's game against the Saints.
Sure.
I really think this is a game, Jonathan Gannon. Like, this is going to be a telling game for him, you know. He has a short track record of doing good against bad quarterback and looking helpless against good quarterback. So this is a game where it's a good coach, but it's not a good quarterback. So depending on how the defense go, and really I feel like the Eagles so far this season have set off the defense.
I think people blame Jonathan Gannon too much. You know, your players are your players. And when you play against good quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. And they play well against a lot of teams. I think this is going to be a game where defense is going to play a bigger part in it because I think it's going to be lower scoring than some people may think. But I don't put the blame on Jonathan Gannon. The players got to step up and make plays. I always, not always, but most of the time I fault the players.
Okay, but at the same time, a quarterback is completing 80% of their passes, not just once this season.
Yeah, not last week, right?
Yeah, not last week. But
okay,
I mean,
well, that's the first. They played against Brady, against Justin Herbert. Who am I missing? There was another
Patrick
really
Patrick Mahomes, Dak.
Oh, Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes. Come on, man. That's such an overstated statistic. Yeah, 70-some%. The league average is just under 70. I mean, nowadays, because everybody's throwing these short passes. Now,
I think
people get caught up in numbers too much. You're getting caught up in numbers too much.
Understood. In terms of the greatest season ever from a quarterback, I mean, not from a quarterback.
From any anybody.
Sport, yeah, I think Brady 07 season. 50 touchdowns, eight interceptions, and 6-0 record.
Well, that might be good, but because I don't like Tom Brady a little bit, because he's a child, and you know what? It wouldn't be the best single season anyway, but... you know, he's had a lot of great seasons, but I'm just not a Tom Brady guy. All right, let's go to Chase. Chase, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Honestly, I honestly think that we are kind of overrating the Saints a little bit. I think that we're making this game look a little harder than it seems. I mean, they're going to be without Jameis Winston, Alvin Kamara, their two starting right tackle, or the right tackle and their left tackle. And Marshawn Lattimore has not been that good this season. I just think... there's a lot of matchups that we can take advantage of. I think we think that, like, Sean Payton is such a great coach. Yeah, he is a great coach, but I just think we're overrating that coaching matchup to compare. Like, they're missing a lot on their team.
Okay, and yes, they are, but I don't think Jameis Winston is that good anyway. Jameis Winston stinks.
No.
He stinks.
Yeah,
so they didn't have a quarterback anyway, a real quarterback. Jameis Winston's not that good, but they are missing. It's Kamara is the most important player that they will miss. I think the Saints have issues, but this is a desperate... the only reason I think it's going to be tough is because they are desperate. This is a desperate team. If they lose, they are done. And there's too many games left in the season. So that's where if Alvin Kamara was playing, and then I'd say, boy, this is really going to be a problem. But he's not playing. He's out. And I get it. But it's just, I can't get away from, they are really desperate. They're going to have to do things that they normally wouldn't do and take chances. And sometimes when you do that, you have success because you're doing things and not being conservative. And I don't think they're going to be conservative with what they do.
Yeah, and I mean, it does scare me a little bit because I know they have that Taysom Hill guy and they can throw in different packages and, like, we might not be able to adjust, but that does scare me a little bit.
Yeah, he's not that good. Simeon's not anything. He goes, oh, it's Simeon. Well, he started, I think, 30 games in the NFL.
And done nothing.
Well, but he still started 30 games.
Yeah, I agree. He does have the experience.
There's a lot of guys that have done nothing. Who did, when Prescott didn't play and they won, it was Rush. Now, who did they play? I forget who they played. Cooper Rush. But I know it was Cooper Rush. But who did they play? And he still won the game. I mean, it's like sometimes you just – it surprises you a little bit. I'm just saying this game's not that easy. It's
There's definitely parts to it because, you know, the Sean Payton being a great coach, they have good defense.
Yep.
So I do see – but I think we have a good advantage. With single season, might not win, but I want to take apart some Eagle legacy. 2004 Terrell Owens, 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns. Really helped us get to the Super Bowl that year.
Owen, T.O. did have a great year. Okay. All right, Chase, I'll put you in the mix. That's one that I will take on.
Have a good day, Howard.
All right, you too. All right. So Chase is in the mix with T.O. as the greatest single season that you can think of. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of seasons. There should be a lot of people. You should come up with a lot of answers here. James, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. First of all, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate your brutal honesty in sports and giving out the information and the way you give Joe the camera the blues. I love that.
It is so easy to crush Joe the camera.
I want to talk about the Eagles a little bit. My thing is, if the coaches don't coach the way we think they should coach, if we don't pick the players they think we should pick, then everybody want to give Howie the blues. Like you said earlier, we going through some growing pain. It's going to be some setbacks. It's going to be some you know, every game's not going to be perfect. We're not going to win every game. Like, people just need to ease up and give them a chance. You know, Andy Reid wasn't perfect in his first year, but look how that turned out.
So you are a fan that wants to give Howie a chance, huh?
Yeah, because you can't tell me one general manager in the NFL out of all 32 teams that get every pick right, they hit on every pick all the time.
No, you can't hit on every pick. But here's what I'll also tell you. It is amazing that at WIP this past week, the hosts or the people didn't fire any Eagles coaches because they've been fired at least three times.
Oh, yeah.
They've been
I know
fired
that.
At least three times. It's like Jonathan Gannon. You know, now people have lockjaw. Nick Sirianni. Now people have a lockjaw, but they'll come back. The Eagles lose this game, they'll want to fire him again. It's people are so up and down.
Because we expect perfection that we're not going to get. But let me say this, Howard.
You never get perfection.
Like, huh?
You never get like perfection.
Like you said, replace them with who? You fired Jonathan Gannon, who you going to replace him with?
Yeah, that's right, in the middle of the season.
You know, nobody
fire the head
really
catcher, you're going to replace him with. I mean, it's ridiculous. People just get carried away. I mean, beyond carried away.
I had two single-season grades for you, but I'm going to
give
you
one. Just give me one.
Adrian Peterson's 2,000-yard season.
You know what? There's going to be a lot of guys with that. But, okay, Adrian Peterson. I will put you in the mix, James.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Howard. And keep being honest, man, and truthful. I respect that.
Yeah, you know what? And I appreciate you appreciating it. How's that?
Yeah, like you only one. Oh, one more thing real quick. Ben Simmons do have mental issues, and I say that because you have to have some kind of...
Yeah, he's a wimp, because
right,
I can't use the other word. That's an issue.
Not only that, but you have to have some kind of mental issue. If you don't want to shoot the ball and go to the foul line, like you got to be mentally distorted to not do something that you've been doing all your life.
But that's the meaning. That's demeaning the people that really have serious mental illness. He is demeaning those people, and it's disgraceful that he puts himself in the class of people that really do have serious, and you know, it's heartbreaking sometimes, really do have serious mental issues. Ben Simmons is disgraceful by putting himself in that category. That's wrong.
King, you stay
right,
the
man.
King, you still wear the crown, and don't let nobody take your crown from you.
All right, thanks, I won't. Nobody's all taking right. that crown. Nobody. And the thing about me, I didn't give myself a nickname like Joe DeCamera did, like LaFraud James did. Who anointed LaFraud James the king? The Lakers are in trouble too, by the way. Not that anybody really cares. You know, it's in trouble, and I don't really want to get into it. But I'll mention it because I think we have a lot of issues in this country. A lot of serious issues. You know, there's issues all the time. We have to deal with it in life. And it's really a shame that more people aren't sensible. That more people don't get the vaccine. That more people, they should try to help yourself. Whether it's got to be better than not getting it. But I don't want to get into it because it becomes political. But there's now things that are even, I don't know if it's more serious, but it's very serious. We have two major trials in this country. And all I will say is I am a big cheese fan, but I will never, ever, ever buy a slice of cheese from the state of Wisconsin again. They can take their milk and their cheese and they can keep it. Never will I buy a slice of cheese from Wisconsin. That's why I go to the Bruno Brothers, because all their cheese comes from Italy. So I'm just going to get Italian cheeses from now on. That's it. No more from Wisconsin. I'm done. If somebody serves me, I'll ask when I go to a restaurant, I say, where's this cheese from? They say, it's fine cheeses from Wisconsin. I says, they're not fine cheeses, and I don't want it. Take it back. So that's my statement. And that's my final answer. How's that? 215-592-9494. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why Ben Simmons is going to be here the whole year and likely not play a second for the Sixers. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. And we are at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll throw that in there. Boy, I just heard that commercial with the Geeter. The Geeter's my idol. He never stops. I knew him when I was a kid. The Geeter is a very, very, very interesting guy. But... All right, I'm going to tell you why Ben Simmons is going to be here, but before I do, for the whole season without playing, but I'm going to take a phone call before I do that. Frankie, You're on WIP.
Oh, yes. Hi, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first, number one, hey, my mom, God bless her soul, she loved Jerry Blatt.
Yeah. Nick Jeter is an interesting guy.
It is an interesting guy. Anyway, Howard, this is actually a tough question. And some of the players I would have to answer are well over 25 years. I'm going with Chase Utley because the Phillies don't win that 2008 World Series without him.
Yeah, but they might not win without Ryan Howard in another year.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
So you know, it's really, baseball is really hard. You know, when you think about, all right, who was the most dynamic MVP? You know, when a guy has an unbelievable year.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, I can't say Bryce Harper.
Well, no, but like Mike Trout has won three MVPs and their team hasn't won. But who else was in the American League? Ohtani. I mean, that's just, and I took him out of the mix.
Well,
that
if you don't mind me
amazing.
Saying that. Because I think Mike Trout likes to hide. He'd have been awesome on the East Coast here, whoever he played for. I just want to make just one Phillies comment.
Okay,
please,
so who would you? So you would take? Did you just say Chase Utley? Is that who you said?
I said Chase Utley. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll put you in the mix. But all right, what else did you want to say, Frankie?
Yes, I want to. Please don't trade Reese. Just give this guy another year. He comes back healthy. Let's take the chance. He's got the possibility of 25, 30 home runs.
I know. Here's the problem. And I like Reese as a player and as a person, but defensively he's below average. He's a DH. Phillies have a team of DHs. Realmuto's a DH. Alec Bohm, I don't even know if he's going to hit again, but he can't play defense.
No, he can't.
He's a DH. Hoskins is a DH. I mean, you have all these DHs, and you don't even know if it's going to be implemented in the National League, and it may be, but we won't know that until March probably. His player's contract is going to be an issue. So we may not know that until March. And the other issue is, he's got a contract coming up when he's a free agent. I think it's after this season. And Scott Boras, who ain't giving anybody discounts, Bryce Harper can say, you know, oh, yeah, bring players here and give the Phillies a discount. He ain't giving anybody discounts.
Yeah, I heard what Boras said about him.
It's about his game. It's like a $500,000 bonus for Bryce Harper being the MVP. Does Bryce Harper need that money when he's making $330 million in his contract?
No,
the agent gets a cut of that. So it's all about Scott Boras, and he's his agent, and that's a problem. That's a problem. I do not think that's going to be an easy signing, and that's another issue. So I don't know. That's really a serious thought. If you can get a number three pitcher and maybe somebody else, because they need another pitcher.
Yeah, they do.
Bryce
You're
Harper
right.
said in, I think it was a Zoom call with the Phillies media, with the Philadelphia media, he said Eflin's not going to be ready by the start of the season. So he knows. The Phillies aren't saying that, but it sounds like he knows. They need another pitcher.
Yeah,
so if you can get a third starter, that's what, and somebody else, then I would trade Reese Hoskins.
Howard, are the Phillies going to trade Aaron Nola?
No, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Hey, Frankie, thanks for the call. No, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. His decline, he started declining a little bit. He never has a good September. I don't know why that's the case. He's a good pitcher. But I don't know what you would get for him because he's still their number two or worst number three starter. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you today? I know you never had a bad day in your life.
That's correct. It's a hell of a streak. When I'm at the Borgata, how can this be a bad day? Tell me, how can this be a bad day?
You've been saying that since you were on WWDB when I was a kid. So.
The Borgata didn't exist back in those days, but yeah, that was a station for people to know. That's where I first did talk radio at an FM station, which, by the way, this company that I work for now owns that frequency with different call letters.
Well, I've been listening to you and enjoying you since then and largely agreeing with you. Two quick a quick Ben Simmons point, a quick Phillies point. Let me get my season out of the way. Turned out to be not a great guy after all, but Tiger Woods' 2000 season was one for the record book.
What did he do in the 2000 season?
Well, that's when he won the Masters. He won the U.S. Open by 15 strokes at Pebble Beach. You know, he made it look like he was playing against in a high school tournament against the best field in the world.
I was just, because sometimes the years run together, but that's a good one. We're going to put you in the mix. All right, what did you want to say about, I guess, Bryce Harper?
Well, Ben Simmons first, real quick.
Oh, okay.
Ben Simmons' value in the market is predicated on his value to the Sixers, and he has zero value to the Sixers right now. So I don't know what value anybody could possibly expect them to get back in a trade when he has no value to the team that owns him right now.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. You brought that up. He's got, and Daryl Morey is a stone cold fraud as a president and general manager. A fraud. He's done nothing in his career. He's had good teams. That's not good enough. So a lot of guys have good teams that are idiots. But what has he done? What has he done for the Sixers? Oh, he got Seth Curry. Oh, great. That's great. He got Danny Green. Oh, how's that working out? I mean, he didn't draft Maxey. That was not his draft. So let's not get confused. That was not his draft. What has he done? And he got, oh, wait a minute. He got George Hill at the trade deadline last year. Boy, did that work out well. And he didn't get Kyle Lowry. He is stubborn. He overvalues his players. And this is not just my opinion. And I've gotten this from people in the NBA. He overvalues all his players. He's stubborn. He thinks he's smarter. He's the smartest guy in the room. It doesn't matter what room he's in. He's the smartest guy in the room. And here's why Ben Simmons is going to be here all year. Because he's stubborn, and he won't trade him for what he thinks is his value. And Ben Simmons is not going to play. He's going to be here a whole year. Somebody would trade for him, but not what Daryl Morey thinks he's worth. He's going to be here. I had heard from one person, and then I checked with somebody else, and they told me the same thing, that he thinks he's got a chance to get James Harden after the season in a sign-and-trade, because he's a free agent, but you can't put him into your cap, in a sign-and-trade with the Nets. So he's going to hold on because he thinks he's smarter than you are. He's more stubborn than anybody that you could even imagine. And that's what he's going to do. And he's not going to get value for him. So,
couldn't
or what he thinks
myself.
Is value. So he's going to be here.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Bryce Harper, real quick. I have a hard time considering being critical of Bryce Harper for, maybe a three-game stretch in September, when the only reason the Phillies were still relevant in that three-game stretch in Atlanta was because of what Bryce Harper had done for the previous, 75 games. So I think he's the MVP of the league. He deserves the MVP of the league. And being critical of 12 at-bats to me is picking nits for
well,
the sake
of... Here's what I'll say. He's the player of the year. Okay, no question. He's the player of the year. But the MVP, I really like to give it... This is... And the writers used to like to do this, but half the writers shouldn't even be voting anymore because they don't even know what the hell they're doing. And it's a disgrace that the writers still vote for that award. But I like to take it from a team that made the playoffs. And your vote doesn't have to be in until after the end of the season before the playoffs start. And to me, that's most valuable. To say without Bryce Harper they would have been worse, well, what's the difference? They didn't make the playoffs anyway. What's the difference? They're 2 games over .500. Is that any big deal? 2 games over .500? Okay, so they would have been 15 games below .500. Does that make any difference? They still don't make the playoffs. So what difference does that make? That's why Austin Riley, and again, Bryce Harper had a great year, and he's the player of the year. But Austin Riley came from a team that got to the playoffs, that stepped it up in September, that showed you that he was, without him, the Braves don't win the division. Without him, the Braves don't win the division. And you could say without Bryce Harper, the Phillies don't have a chance. But they didn't win the division, and they didn't make the playoffs. Again, I think Bryce Harper's a great guy, and he's had a terrific season, and he plays hard. He does all the things that you want a player to do. But I like to take a player from a team that made the playoffs. It's my belief. That's all. All right?
Understood. Understood. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Take care. You too. All right. When we come back, I am going to... it is a parody song by Joe Conklin's daughter, Casey, that they played on the morning show. And if you didn't hear it, you've got to hear it. It depicts and it puts Ben Simmons in the absolute right place. But well, I still want to talk about the Eagles because this is it's a game that New Orleans really has to win, and the Eagles need to win. Let me couch it like that. Right now the spread's 2.5, and we'll have Mark Lawrence on it about 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. 215-592-9494. I think Arthur got a reprieve from the joint. And who knows, he could even be calling from the joint.
Because you're a loser.
Sometime in the next hour. WIP Sports Time is 8:56.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.